Let's go to Tim Beeson now, the Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements and Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Lebogang Maile. He's been in Tembisa along with the Ekurhuleni Mayor, Tanya Campbell, in response to the violent protests that we've been seeing there. A lot of this to do, of course, with electricity. We saw a protester setting alight a substation, Eskom, saying that it will withdraw its services in the township amidst the violence as well. And Kosikona Duma, EWN reporter, is in Tembisa for us today. And Kosikona, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So we've seen the MEC and the mayor speaking there today. What are the main grievances of the community and what has the response been from the municipality and from Gauteng COGTA?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So the main grievances of the community of Tembisa pretty much can be attested by communities around South Africa. It has to do with the tariff increases on water and electricity. And this is, of course, as a result of increases that have been imposed or rather been implemented by the supplier. So that is Eskom, and in the case of water, that is Rand Water. So the Ekurhuleni Mayor, Tanya Campbell, says that she has asked officials in the municipality to look at possible interventions that the municipality can make following the deadly protests that have claimed at least four lives. But MEC for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in Gauteng, Lebogang Maile, says there is little that the community can do. And so let us just listen to him addressing that matter.
There are tariffs that the municipality has not much space to maneuver, like for water, electricity, because they are largely determined by the bulk water and electricity suppliers.
So, in Kosikona, what are we expecting going forward now?
Well, so the MEC, Lebogang Maile, says that they have been engaging with national government officials, so ministers at national level, the likes of Mr. Pravin Gordhan, to address issues that have to do with entities such as Eskom. Let us listen to his particular response about that particular matter, Mandy.
We have already spoken to some of the ministers and agreed, like Minister Pravin Gordhan, on some of the issues, especially related to Eskom, not only in relation to Ekurhuleni. These issues affect our citizens throughout the province and in all the municipalities. And as COGTA, we have raised them before and will raise them again.
And Kosikona, what is the scene in Tembisa today? We've seen quite a bit of violence taking place earlier in the week. Are roads still closed? Are you still seeing any kind of unrest at all?
It appears that there's calm here, but there's a high police presence. I mean, the roads are still stained with black marks from burnt tires. You know, the remnants of that particular violence is still here, still clear for everyone to see. We've seen poles that were knocked down during the particular protest. They remain unpicked. When you drive here, you have to drive very carefully because the stones and the bricks that have been placed by community members as part of the barricades are still here. So there's much that I think will need to be done to clean up the area. It is tense because at this particular police station that the MEC and the mayor addressed us from, there were still community members there who are calling for these particular issues to be addressed. But unfortunately, Mandy, from my sense as well, it's going to be difficult because both the mayor and the MEC have admitted that there's little that they can do to address these particular matters because the price of water and electricity is affected by institutions that are external to them. Unfortunately as well, on the part of the MEC, when you asked a direct question about a community meeting that they're going to have, because that's one of the things that they said they will do, they were going to meet with the communities to hear their demands and also address some of the concerns they have. As you heard from this particular clip, the MEC says, we've raised these issues before with national government and we are going to continue raising them again. And so that paints a picture of saying that there isn't much of a change that we can expect in terms of the service delivery contestations or grievances.
And Kosikona Duma, EWN reporter in Tembisa for us today, where the MEC, Lebogang Maile, and also the Ekurhuleni Mayor, Tanya Campbell, have been speaking.